is something that we can't manufacture. It's something that we let it happen. But I'm also aware of the fact that in all of that, I mean, we're here today and some of you are visiting and say, well, what kind of a setup is this in a sanctuary? You know, it's new for all of us here on a regular basis. We'll go back to setting the chairs in the regular way that we do it. But the fact is that we're taking some time today, this weekend, to intentionally as a church, intentionally as a body, as intentionally as people here in this sanctuary, to exalt the name of Jesus, to give him praise, not just for what he does, but primarily for who he is. He doesn't change. He's the great I am. Amen? And then with all of that liberty in the Spirit, he gives us caution to do things decently and in order. You read that in 1 Corinthians 14. I believe that we can touch Walworth County by what's just happening in this room this morning. And where other churches that believe that Jesus is Savior and Lord, where they're gathering, God can use them to help start a revival and to see an outpouring of the Spirit in Walworth County, that the longing of our heart is that it moves into an awakening. But we need Jesus to lead us. We need Jesus to lead us. We need leaders in our churches who will administrate. This morning you may be here and you have a need in your life. Can you imagine that holy God, creator God, paused in the bringing together of these songs and this worship, that he desires to pause to say, I'm not just interested in receiving something from my people, I'm also wanting to do something for my people. And you may be here this morning and you have a need in your heart and in your life. There may be in your family. It may be a myriad of things, but God knows. You've often heard me say it. God knows who you are. God knows where you live. And God knows how to get the answer to you. And so this morning as we worship and as we praise, in these next few minutes, if you have a need, I want you to lift your hand and let the people come around you and minister to you and pray for you, even while the worship is going on. I want you to know that. You're in a good place here, and we love you. But if you have a need, I want you to put your hand up right now, would you? If you have a need, I want you to hold your hand up, and I want our people to start moving to them or people that are around you and move to them, and let's pray. But while that's going on, we're going to continue in worship. Amen? So let's let it happen. God bless you.
The beginning, can't control what tomorrow will bring, but I know here in the middle is the place where you promised to be. You come. Yeah.
give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord.
Lift your voice.
It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. You only.
Yeah, I lost my voice last night, so I'm going to need us all to lift our voice and we need to sing together. You give a life.
You give a life.
Super ass. torn and the doors fling wide. I see glory as I run inside your throne room. Before you, I bow. The veil is torn. The veil is torn and the doors fling wide. I see glory as I run inside your throne room. Before you, I bow.
The veil is torn.
The veil is torn and the doors swing wide. I see glory as I run inside your throne room. Before you, I bow. Holy, holy, holy Lord. God Almighty, over all.
Where you are.
Seated for just a minute. We're going to come to the table. We're going to celebrate the Lord's Supper in Luke 22. It says, when the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among you, for I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Turn to somebody and say, Jesus loved to eat with his disciples. Now tell somebody he's here to eat with us. See, we talk about his presence. His presence is here with the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father. In Revelation chapter 19, then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder, shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give Him glory. That's what we're doing this morning. Amen. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people. Then the angel said to me, write this, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, these are the true words of God. Turn to somebody and say, you're invited. Here's the saddest thing to me in the world today. People are invited, the envelope comes with the invitation, and they never open it. They don't accept the invitation. This morning, have you accepted the invitation? Have you accepted Jesus Christ? Have you opened your heart? You don't have to chase Jesus. He's knocking at your door. He wants to be your Lord and your Savior. But you have to open the door. You have to accept the gift. He wants to eat with us today. We were going to celebrate Him and what He's done for us. So we've talked in Luke 22 about where Jesus institutes the Lord's Supper. He's becoming the Passover Lamb. Does everybody understand that? The Scripture says He is become. He is our Passover Lamb. So what do we do between the time He brought about the Lord's Supper and the time when we eat at the marriage supper of the Lamb? 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the Apostle Paul says, whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. I wonder if you realize how power-packed that scripture text is. You proclaim His death until He comes, meaning He didn't stay dead. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father. It implies that He rose from the dead. And He's going to come again. And in the meantime, we're going to do what we're going to do right here, right now. We're going to remember what Jesus did for us. So what we're going to do now is we're going to come together and we're going to celebrate the Lord's Supper. And this is what you have to do. You have to gather in groups, okay? If that bothers you, I'm sorry, but Jesus loves fellowship. And we're supposed to have fellowship today. So gather in groups, be patient, meet each other. You can talk to each other. If someone still needs prayer, you can begin to pray for each other. But gather in groups, and then elders and pastors are going to come to you with the bread and with the cup. And when they come to you, take the bread, take the cup, and then as a group, have someone pray and then take the bread and take the cup. You don't have to wait. We're not going to do it all at one time. You're going to do it in your small groups together and have fellowship. Does everybody understand? And in the meantime, we're going to keep worshiping. Okay? So, maybe out of your comfort zone, but get together with a group of people and then we'll pass out the bread and the cup, and let's celebrate what our Lord has done for us. Amen? Yes. All right, we're going to continue to worship.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how. In the valley, I know that you're with me. And surely, you're. you delight in the offering. You have the heavens to call your home, but you abide in the song we sing. 10,000 angels surround your throne to bring you praise that will never cease. But hallelujah from here below is still your favorite melody.
We sing.
We sing hallelujah. Burn bright, become an ember my eyes can see. We'll remember your sacrifice, we'll abide in your love for me. We sing
you're able, move out of your chair and come up and gather with us as we continue to praise.
Jesus blinded all my darkness. He sparked my heart within. His grace and mercy lit a passion, consumed my sin. Like a city on a hilltop, I'll shine through the night. I am a lamp made for His glory. I will. By a fire, so let the world come and watch me burn. Shout it from the rooftops, shout until everyone has heard. This love will never be extinguished, it's alive and wild and free. I'm overtaken by His power. His Spirit in me, His Spirit in me, His Spirit in me. I've been touched by a fire, so let the world come and watch me burn. Shout it from the rooftops, shout until everyone has heard. His name be lifted high. This holy fire's burning inside of me. Jesus has changed my life. His name be lifted high. This holy fire's burning inside of me. I cannot hold it inside. I cannot keep it quiet. This holy fire's burning inside of me. Shout it from the rooftops, shout until everyone has heard. I've been touched by a fire, so let the world come and watch me burn. Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we ask that you would help us as we leave this place to be like Moses when he came down from meeting with you. That, Lord, people would notice that your glory is in us. Father, that we could be a witness for you. Lord Jesus, I also pray that our flesh would die and that you would live on through each and every one of us. Lord, teach us what humility is. Help us to experience your glory. And then, Lord, use us. Use us as holy fire to help others come to you. So, Father, touch your body, get your bride ready, and help us to do your bidding, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. If you need prayer, we're here. We're going to do this again in just a few minutes if you want to stay. Glory to God. Hallelujah.